All right, how about those Vikings, huh? I mean, terrific job by our players. Great win against a very good opponent, team that's leading their division. So great win by our players. I mean, we had so many guys to step up in the absence of some of our starters. Just makes you very proud of every one of our players, the effort that the coaches put in to put together a game plan that our players could go out and execute. And we completed a game and didn't make it close at the end. So we could breathe a little bit easier in the last 2 minutes of the ball game. So it was just a great win. To see Matt Castle come out and play the way he did, Matt Asiato to come in and step in and into Adrian's shoes and play as well as he did. Our offensive line opening up holes, pass protecting. I'm not sure if we had a sack or two in that ball game, but just a great effort. Chase Ford coming in and coming up with a big catch as well. Cordero making big plays for us. And then our defense, the leading rusher in the league, the 38 yards rushing. I mean, just a tremendous effort coming up with a pick against a guy who doesn't throw a lot of interceptions, the big sacks, the big hits, just a great team effort. Our special teams didn't give up the big play in the end zone. So a lot of good things by our football team. You be able to bounce back from a difficult loss a week ago and put that behind themselves. I mean, it's just a great mindset by our players, great preparation by the coaches. Make the week's preparation for our next ball game a whole lot more fun. Just a great effort. Very proud of every one of our players.
Dustin, with all the backups you had playing, did you see this coming? I mean, you had third string running back, third string tight end. You had a bunch of backups.
You know, I knew Joe early in the week that we matched up well with this team. There are some unknowns. You don't know how Asiata is going to play. And then when we lost Cook on Friday, you know, now you've lost all your frontline secondary guys, so there's some uncertainty there. But I knew our guys would play hard. I knew that they would give everything that they had, and the fact that we were playing at home, I felt like that would give us a boost. You know, that would energize us, and you know, even if they made some plays, I thought we'd be all right because of our fans. And but I don't think you can ever count out our players. And we've had some difficult moments this season for sure. But I always believed, even early in the week, I said, man, this game really doesn't have to be this close. But the fact that we were going with so many guys that were in backup roles, I mean, that created a little bit of a question mark. But credit our players.
How many times did you have to say no to Adrian Peterson before he decided he said he's not going to play today?
Rosa, that was not easy now. I mean, that was not easy. I watched him work out on Friday. He did some good things. I did some more with him on Saturday that kind of clouded my mind as to what decision to make. And he's pushing. He's pushing all the way to this morning. He's pushing. But, just trying to look at it globally and not just look at this one game. And I just had to fight the urge to say, okay, give it a shot. But I think at the end of the day, he realizes it was the right thing to do. He is superhuman in so many ways. But the risk-reward, I just couldn't see it, But he understands. I think he does. So.
What is it about him that effort's never really been an issue for this group?
I think you have to credit, the leaders we have on this football team. And we have some strong guys who they prepare, they work hard, and they kind of make sure that our locker room stays the way it needs to, and that's unified and not let it splinter. And, I mean, there have been so many moments over the course of this season where, guys could have jumped ship. But we have a strong locker room and some good leaders, and I think that's one of the reasons we can go out in a ball game like this when – nobody really gives you a chance, and you're playing with so many backups and still play the way we played. I mean, you need a good locker room, high-character guys that are leading your team, and we have that.
With reports, that have surfaced about your job and that sort of thing, are you showing that, hey, if my team closes the season strong, I mean, I should be the guy here next year in Minnesota? How important is that from your end?
Not important at all. We are approaching these ball games like we did in September and October. Nothing has changed for our team or myself. Those of you that know me in the press, that is not my mindset. We're focusing today on the Eagles and what we had to get done for this ball game, and we'll do the same thing next week.
What is it about the way Matt plays that makes the offense so much more cohesive? I mean, to go through the first quarter without even so much as an incompletion like you did today.
It seems like his experience really shows up. I mean, when we're communicating in between series or in between plays about, what we need to do, how we need to get it done, his communication is the same way in practice. His veteran experience really shows up. He has a good idea of how we want to work our offense, and also his input and giving some feedback to things that he's seeing really helps Bill and the rest of our offensive staff to call plays based on what he sees on the field. So I think his veteran experience is probably what separates him at this point.
Are you impressed with him having this game, considering that he's been number two, he's been number three at times this season, to come out when given that starting opportunity to put the game together that he did?
Very impressed. I mean, you know, he took advantage of this opportunity, and he's played with so much poise each time he's gotten in a ball game, whether he's coming in relief or, in this case, starting. He's done some good things, and credit to him, because it has not been easy. I'm sure there were other moments where he felt like he should have continued to stay in that starter role, and it didn't happen, and he didn't pout. You know, he kept preparing every day at practice, going through the tape, preparing himself as if he were going to start, and he's taking full advantage of the opportunity.
Any questions at quarterback for next week?
No questions. I don't think there are any questions. So
he has with Jennings, Castle Jennings. I mean, it just seems like they are, every time they play, they're looking even better.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they put up some big numbers today. I think Greg had 11 catches and over 150 yards. I mean, there's definitely a synergy there between the two of them. They have a lot of respect, and they seem to be on the same page. And in turn, you know, we get some big plays. That early touchdown play by Matt, just stand in the pocket, having some poise, there are people around him, and finding Greg for a big-time touchdown pass. So, I mean, it's a comfort level there between the two of them. Saw it back in the offseason. Part of it has to do with both of those guys being veterans.
Steve, with the field position you're getting on kickoffs, is it almost a win-win whether he returns it or doesn't? They have to kick short?
Yeah, I mean, it really helps to set up some things for us offensively when we are starting on short field. So the Cordell Patterson effect, when we are starting on the 30-yard line and 35-yard line, really makes the day a lot easier for a play caller to be able to start drives from there making calls. So it definitely helps our football team.
Another step forward for Patterson today as a receiver?
I think so. You know, I know when he got that PI call late in the game on their defensive back, he came to the sideline and said, "You guys should just throw me nines all day, go routes all day. They can't cover me." So his confidence is growing, and that's good for our team. And yeah, I mean, it's another day of growth for him. Every time he plays and the more he plays, the better he gets, it seems.
How close was Toby to being able to go today?
You know, we thought, being that he was going to make it. He did some good things on Friday at practice, and, you know, I thought if with the question mark in my mind, would we have both of them, would we just get one of them? And, you know, I really thought for the longest that Toby would be the one that would be closer. But when it came to bursting, that was his concern. You know, he was fine, you know, just hitting the hole. But once he got out in the clear, he was concerned about that. And so then you run the risk of maybe playing one or two plays, and then he's out for another week or two. So we pulled back on him for that reason.
Would you imagine Patterson will be back next week? Would you anticipate that at this stage?
I would anticipate that with this week of rest, really. And his groin should be better because of that as well. So I would anticipate that he would be back on the field. No question. I mean, he's been through a lot with his family and the circumstances there, and to see him rewarded like this and to get this opportunity, so grateful for him, grateful for his family. I'm sure it's a great day for them, and it's something he'll be able to cherish the rest of his life.
Les, you see the way that Matt's been playing the last few weeks here. Any second guess to maybe if you had, what would happen if you had stuck with him after Pittsburgh?
He's done a terrific job, and we did start him after that Pittsburgh game against Carolina, but you know, made those decisions at the time for different reasons. Always felt good about Matt, but there were some things we needed to see. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get wins when we were going through the process. That would have been a lot better, but knew why we were doing it back then. So, you know, hindsight's always 20/20.
After a late like this, Lester, are you any more tempted to think what could have been this season with just a few of those close games go your way?
No, I kind of moved on from that. Really stress that to our team each day. Every time we get together, just got to focus on this opponent. Really can't look back, can't look ahead. And if you do, then it affects, you know, what we have to get done on this day. So you have to move on in our league.
That's the way Castle stepped up in the pocket under pressure. It was almost old school, wasn't it?
He did a terrific job of stepping up and not, Tom, getting caught up in the number of people that were around him. He didn't panic. You knew where to go with the ball, very decisive. He played like a veteran quarterback in the NFL. He made a lot of big-time plays when they weren't always there. I mean, some of the things that seemed simple or would be hard, he made them seem simple at times. Even throwing the ball outside when they had so many people in the box in certain situations, just made a lot of good decisions. Just really pleased with the way he played.
He was attempting to pass on that one play. With a guy who can pass it, run it, receive it, how big can the playbook be?
Well, you saw us line him up in the backfield at times and run routes with him. There are other things we want to be able to do with him, and we'll continue in these final two games to explore some of those. But he opens up the playbook for sure with his multi-talents. He's a very gifted young man, and we want to utilize all the gifts that he has. And he's willing to work hard, spend the extra time to get the playbook down. It's great to see his growth, and there's no question in my mind, looking back at it, we definitely did the right thing by bringing him along the way we did. You know, the goal was to get to this point where we're playing our best football as a team and have a guy like that growing at the right time. Unfortunately, we didn't get off to the start that we wanted to, and but still, to see his growth has been great.
You had him back on a punt, too. Is that something you may look at doing a little more in the next couple weeks?
We may. I mean, depending on what we feel about their punter and how they kick the football, we may.
Were you the one that stepped in with Adrian and kind of said for the better of the future?
Can you say it one more time, bro?
Were you the one that stepped in with Adrian and just kind of held him back this week just for the betterment of him getting fully healthy?
Yeah, I mean, we talked at length, and, you know, just going back to Rose's question, it was not an easy conversation. Trust me on that one. It was not easy to tell him what the decision was because of the feedback and how much he wanted to play. But he's a great teammate and a true team player. And after going all the back and forth at the end of the day, you know, to come back and say, okay, coach, I got it. You know, he could have stomped out and went, you know, bananas, but he didn't. You know, he wants to do what's best for the team. And he understood that this was best for our team and best for him.
It was a 27-22 game. You're facing a 3rd and 14, and you threw the ball to Chase Ford. Thinking at that point, you want to go to a Jennings or someone with more experience. The play call was it his position, or just happened to be you have that much confidence in him?
Well, there were a couple of options on that play, just depending on what the coverage would be. And it just so happens Chase ended up being the guy that got the coverage that we needed for that play to be effective for him. Otherwise, we could have went out to Greg or one of the other guys as well. But the coverage dictated that it go to Chase, and that's a credit to Matt as well, because he could have tried to force it to Greg because of the relationship he has with him, but he didn't. He took what the coverage gave him.
Was it because the two running backs were questionable all week that you decided to attack them so much in the air, or was this just kind of something that just happened?
Well, we saw some things coverage-wise we thought we could exploit, but we also wanted to run the ball, and we tried. I mean, they did a good job of getting people in the gaps and penetrating, but that also left them vulnerable in the passing game, and we thought that would be the case during our week of preparation. And fortunate for us, with Matt at the helm, we were able to take advantage of it.
All right.
Thanks.